好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主你的荣耀和恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your glory and grace.
今天讲到的题目是马其顿异象。
The sermon today is Macedonian vision.
开始讲到以前，我们有一段祷告的时间，把时间的主权交给神。
Before the preaching, let's start with a prayer.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise
you. 你说没有异象，民就放肆。
And you said that if there's no vision, and we just go astray.
没有圣灵的带领，人就惊慌失措，如羊走迷啊。
Without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we just go the wrong way.
呀，人没有圣经的标准，就自以为是，骄傲行事为人。
Without the standard from the Bible, and we are just in the situation, we're just in ignorance.
但是主，你是那一位赐下我们异象的神呐。
But Lord, you are the one, and you give us a vision.
今天这个马其顿印象，马其顿异象影响教会历史2000多年。
The vision of Macedonia actually influenced the 2000 years and the church history.
求主帮助我们打开当时的时空图，来看一看圣灵工作所留下的痕迹。
Please just let us see and the mark that's left from the Holy Spirit about the time this, during the time.
以致成为我们今天依靠圣灵行走天路的鼓励。
So that it can be just encouragement to us, so we can just walk just by the Holy Spirit.
谢谢恩主听祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
今天讲到的题目是马其顿。异象。
The sermon title today is Macedonian vision.
这是发生在保罗的第二次宣教旅程的时候呢，所发生的事情。
So what this happened is during Paul's second missionary journey and just the during the time.
其实如果说第一次宣教旅行是安提俄异象，那么这一次是马其顿异象，上帝带领教会是借着异象来带领。
So the first the mission trip is the, like the vision of the Antioch, and this time it's a Macedonian vision.
我记得刚来美国的时候呢。
I remember when I first came to the United States.
我所服侍的第一间教会。
The first church that I served.
同工会我就跟大家提出来了，我说我们教会的意向是什么呢
？In a co-workers meeting, I share with them and about the church's vision.
当时教会的领袖说：“牧师，我们还需要意向吗
？”During the time, the leader just asked me.Pastor, do we need a vision?
我就跟他们讲了，我说难怪你们那么放肆，因为没有意向啊。
And I just told him, I said, no wonder you just kind of just out of the track.
Yeah, 今天马其顿意向也是一样。
It's the same to, about the Macedonian vision here.
这个时候呢，上帝已经带领保罗、希拉他们来到了土耳其的一个海港，叫特罗亚。
So during this time, and the Paul's second mission trip, he and the Silas, they has came to the Troas.
那特罗亚是个什么地方呢
？So what is the place of a Troas?
特罗亚是一个非常重要的战略要地啊。
It is a very important, it's like a military spot.
如果了解最近的这个俄罗斯和乌克兰的战争，大家就应该了解这个地形的位置了。
If we understand about the situation of the battle between the Russia and the Ukraine, then we would be we would know about this.
在乌克兰以南呢，有一个海叫做黑海，对吧
？South of the Ukraine, and there's a Black Sea.
那乌克兰的粮食要运出来，都要经过这个黑海运出来。
So they have to go through the Black Sea and to ship those goods.
那么从粮食从黑海。运出来要走哪一个海出到大洋呢
？So when they ship this, and so where do they have to pass by to just go through the?
他要透过地中海进入大西洋，对吧
？They have to go just through the Mediterranean.
那么他从黑海到地中海之间有一个海叫做马尔马拉海。
So from the there's a the sea called Marmara. They have to go through.
那这个特罗亚呢，刚好就在马尔马拉海到地中海这个出海处这个地方是个交通要道，非常重要的。
So Troas is the place that they have to go through just from the Marmara Sea and to the Mediterranean.
我们今天这个故事的主题马其顿异象就发生在这个城市。
So.For this, the things happen about the Macedonian vision. It just happened in the city.
Yeah, 如果大家略略了解一点的话呢
？If we just know a little bit.
Yeah, 这个海进入马尔马拉海，进入到黑海那个交界的地方呢？就是当年的拜占庭所在地了。
So from Marmara Sea and just to the other place, and the city of Bajanting is over there.
Bajanting,
Bajanting.
Yeah, 这个是非常重要的一个历史名词了。
It's very important, the historical name.
当然现在这个 地方的名字叫做伊斯坦布尔。
So right now, the place is called Istanbul.
也是一个欧亚交界的一个非常重要的分界线。
It's the important, just like the separate line between Europe and Asia.
任何一段经文的时空点是需要我们关心和了解的，对吧？
So for the time, space, and location in the scripture that we need to care about.
对啊，最近教会在做门训，在做亚伯拉罕，做创世纪的家谱，很多人很努力，很踊跃，很认真，我心受感动。
So recently in our the church discipleship, we're just doing the like the family tree for the Abraham, and many brothers and sisters did a homework, and my heart is so moved.
而且大家的功课越做越好。
And also, and all brothers and sisters' homework, they did just did much better and better.
好到一个地步，让牧师常常的感动的落泪。
And just to the point, I just even shed my tears. I was so touched.
我深知上帝与我们同在。
I deeply understand God is with us.
我在盼望有一天，如果我们教会有人能够把从亚当到耶稣整个旧约的家谱一一都给它做出来，成为一个圣经家谱大全。产生于我们教会，那我觉得会成为一件非常美好的服事了。
I'm just praying that if there's brothers or sisters can do this family tree from Adam to Jesus, and that would be wonderful.
好，我们回到今天马其顿的意象来。
Okay, let's just come back to the Macedonian vision.
然后这个马其顿意象呢，改变了整个教会历史，是我们知道的。
So we know that the vision of Macedonian actually just changed the church history.
其实它也改变整个人类的历史的动向，你能感觉得到吗？
And it just also changed the human history.
很多人当时就问，当时这个地方如果不是往马其顿，乃是往东边走，不往西边走，往东边走可能经过伊朗、印度到中国去，那福音历史、世界历史将会是怎么样呢？
Some people just wonder if the vision, if they did not go to the West, but just instead just go to the East, and just go to India and China and Iran, so what would that be?
当然，我们知道历史是没有如果的。
Of course, we understand for history, and there's no if.
保罗正是在圣灵如此这般大时空的带领下，领受了马其顿的意象。
So,Paul just that just received just from the Holy Spirit about this Macedonian vision.
Yeah, 我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
蒙圣灵的带领。
Led by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, 整个使徒行传我们称为是圣灵行传，对吧？
The whole book of the Acts, and we just call is the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
只是在这里呢，有一个出人意外的不一样的带领，对吧？
And here there's an unexpected guidance.
首先是禁止。亚细亚
First, Ben Asia.
亚细亚在哪里呢？
Where is Asia?
亚细亚当然就在今天的土耳其的境内了。
It's inside of Turkey.
如果大家对土耳其的这个领土土地大概有些了解的话呢？
If just know a little bit just about this the area of the Turkey.
我们大概可以站在一个地中海进入爱琴海的这一个这个交界处来看亚细亚的地方。
And we can just see, and it's just the connecting place of the Aegean Sea and the Mediterranean Sea.
Yeah, 当时的亚细亚省呢是坐落在爱琴海与地中海东北角的一块广阔的土地上啊。
The province of the Asia is located on a vast land in the northeastern corner of the Aegean Sea and the Mediterranean Sea.
而亚细亚呢，就有一点像是一个不是一般的小的省，比较大的一个范围。它包括了比如说美西亚呀、吕底亚呀、弗吕加以及拔摩群岛等地，这个都在亚细亚的这个范围里边。
So the province of the Asia that includes Mysia, Lydia, and Phrygia, also the Varman Islands.
如果说大家对这个地带不熟悉呢？
If we're not familiar with those areas,
我想大家大概知道使徒约翰最后流放地就在拔摩海岛上啊。
And we may not remember the Apostle John's last place of the exiles was on the island of Marmon.
Yeah, 使徒约翰就是在这里领受了上帝给他的这个启示录的意象。
at this place, and John received the message of Revelation.
他写启示录就在拔摩岛上写的。
So he wrote a book of Revelation at the island of Marmon.
而当时启示录所提到的七间教会，恰恰就在亚细亚省大省的这个范围里面。
Also, the seven churches in Revelation are just also just in it's in on this island.
这七间教会离当时约翰所流放的地方很近，所以用它作为教材，作为引入的这个材料，那也就是不足为奇的，对吧？
The seven churches is near the place where John was stayed, and on the island of the Mormon.
由此可见，我们知道亚细亚是神在初代教会时期蒙神拣选之地呀、啊。
So Asia is a place that's chosen by God during the early church period.
好，那对于保罗和希拉他们来说呢？
As for Paul and Silas,
按道理来讲，见到一个如此这般教会复兴之地，怎能不去呢？
So when they just face this revival place, how can they not go?
但是非常奇怪的，圣灵说你不要去亚细亚。
However, the Holy Spirit just said, do not let them go to Asia.
这个对于保罗和希拉来讲是相当不容易的。
For Paul and Silas, it's not easy.
无论是情理中还是教会的使命当中，不去此地有点讲不过去，对吧？
It seems just be unjustifiable, just with reason or within reason or a mission for the church.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹啊，
However, brothers and sisters,
有的时候我们看起来非常合理非常重要的事情，圣灵会对我们 say no, 说不的。
So sometimes it seems reasonable to us, but God would just say no to us.
所以每一个属上帝的人都应当在圣灵面前持有一个谦卑受教的态度。
Therefore, every God's people, we just need to maintain a humble and a teachable attitude.
这是上帝禁止保罗和希拉去亚细亚的一个基本的理解前提了。
And that is a premise for the Holy Spirit to prohibit Paul to go to the place.
可如果单单禁止亚细亚一个地方，那也罢了。
If the Holy Spirit only stopped them to go to the Asia, then that's fine.
在这一段经文短短的几节经文当中，上帝禁止保罗和希拉不只是亚细亚，还禁止两个地方。
Actually, God just stopped them to go to not only just one place, but two places.
除了亚细亚呢，其次还禁止保罗和希拉禁止去到庇推尼这个地方。
So not only just Asia, the Holy Spirit also stopped them to go to the Bithynia.
如果我们看看保罗和希拉的路线是怎么走的呢？
If we look at the route that Paul and Sila went,
他们从大树一直沿着这个中央山脉一直由东往西走，对不对？
They went through Tarsus and went to the central mountains and go to the west.
如果看见了解它的地理的环境，大概知道他们是沿着中央山脉，也算是条国际大道往前走了。
So if we understand about the geographical area, and they just went through the central mountains.
从东到西，他们大概要经过加拉太和弗吕加这两个地方，对吧？
From east to the west, they have to go through the Galatia and the Phrygia.
好，问题来了。
Here comes a problem.
当他们走到美西亚、庇推尼与弗吕加三省交界之处的时候呢？
When they reached the junction of the three provinces of Mysia and Bithynia and also the Phrygia.
我看了看地形，仿佛他们去一下黑海之滨的庇推尼省看一看，是情理之中的事情。
I'm just thinking, it sounds reasonable if they want to visit the province of the Bithynia on the shore of the Black Sea.
我们人的心呢，常常是受到这样那样不同事情的诱惑牵引。
So the human's heart, we are oftentimes just tempted from the things that kind of draw our thinking.
哪怕再合理，好像我们也是不容易改变人的老我，对吧？
No matter things look so reasonable, it just cannot change our own nature.
但是就是在这个时候，圣灵再次拦阻，不许他们前往。
However, just during this time, the Holy Spirit once again just prevented them from going.
那如果说前面圣灵第一次禁止，我们不理解是情有可原的话呢？
So if it would be understandable if we just do not understand the Holy Spirit's first prohibition.
那么现在圣灵第二次拦阻，就应该不难明白神的心意了，对吧？
Now that the Holy Spirit has hindered them for the second time, then it should not be difficult to understand about God's mind.
这是一种趋势性的带领，大家应该了解的。
So the guidance, it just got go just by the trend.
在保罗和希拉当时的旅程当中，仿佛上帝给他们带领是朝前、朝前、继续朝前走啊。
Seems like in Paul and Silas, their journey, and for them, I just keep moving forward.
去哪儿呢？保罗他们不知道。
So where to go to? They don't know.
也有一点点像亚伯拉罕离开乌尔的时候要去哪里，也同样是不知道。
So just as Abraham did not know where he is going when he left Ur.
当然，大方向他们是知道去要去迦南了。
Of course, and Abraham he knew about the big target that is Canaan.
只是为什么要去迦南？去迦南什么地方？一概不知啊。
As for why they go to or what is reason and to Canaan, they don't know.
这里带出一个很重要的属灵的价值观，我们需要留意哦。
And here's a very important spiritual value we need to pay attention.
要信心是不能用知道来等量其观，两者不可，指日同语啊。
Faith cannot be equated with knowledge, and the two cannot be synonymous.
因为在信心面前，按照我们所知的，仍是不知道。
Because in front of faith, and we just do not know what we already know.
信心是超越知道的智慧。
So faith is the wisdom beyond our knowledge.
Yeah, 而知道是等待信心的带领。
And knowing, it just need to wait for the guidance by the faith.
这样的功课也在我们日常生活当中屡屡见到，对吧？
With this kind of lesson, which is in our daily life.
好，最后是抵达特洛亚了。
Finally, arriving at Troas.
神的带领，大家注意吗？既在逻辑中，他也常常超越逻辑的。
So did you notice that God's guidance is both in logic and beyond logic?
要不去亚细亚，圣灵不解释，好像也没有原因。
The Holy Spirit has no explanation and no reason for not going to Asia.
这可能超越我们许多弟兄姐妹的常识、认知和情感了，对吧？
This one just goes beyond our knowledge, our recognition, and our feeling, right?
要为什么牧师这件事你不解释呢？
Pastor, how come you do not explain about this?
如果凡事都要牧师解释的人呢，通常我们是处在信心茫然的无知中啊。
For someone who always wants pastor to explain, maybe you are still in the ignorance.
因为硬要别人解释，硬要强调自己的知道，什么都要知道，说明自己的主权没有交给上帝嘛。
If we just want to force someone to explain, and you just force yourself to know, and that is just a neglect about God's sovereignty.
Yeah, 我们的顺服难道不胜过我们的全知吗？
It's an our just submission and just go beyond our just knowing.
全知本身就是一个不现实的枉然啊。
So knowing everything and that is just like a, just that in vain.
你又不是耶和华，你凭什么全知？
You are not God. How would you know everything?
上帝启示多少，你知多少的顺服，你不愿意吗？
So you just get to know what God wants to reveal to us. Don't you want to submit yourself?
好，离开弗吕加，不去必推尼，剩下的唯一逻辑选项就是进入美西亚省了。
So leaving Phrygia and not going to Bithynia, and the only logical option left was to enter the province of Mysia.
所以你看见这其中的关系和道理吗？
Now, so do you see the relation among us?
Yeah, 不去亚细亚，神没有给你一个逻辑原因结果的说明。
So not to go to Asia, God did not give you the explanation.
进入美西亚省，上帝却把你放在一个逻辑选言之的必然。
To go into Messiah, actually, God just put you in this logic and just for you to go.
所以一个属神的人呢，
Therefore, a man of God,
既要在圣灵里多而又多的认识神、顺服神。
So a man of God must not only know God more and more in the Holy Spirit,
又应当学习逻辑等诸多的知识、智慧，成为一个谦卑的学习者呀。
But also learn logic and other knowledge and wisdom, and become a humble learner.
我们常常听到一些谎言了。
Oftentimes we just heard some just the liar.
属于一些伪命题，不真实的。
It's just not the true topic. It's
我只要读圣经的好了，其他知识我都不需要学习。
And I just need to read the Bible. I don't need to learn anything else.
这些话语听起来非常高大上的属灵啊。
So.The words they say, it seems like very spiritual.
但是是他自己因为不学习而不了解读神学的必要了。
However, that is because he does not know understand about the necessity to study the theology.
参加我们教会的门训其实就是一个神学的学习。
To participate or the discipleship training, actually, that is a very great learning.
鼓励弟兄姐妹进到教会的网站上读读最近教会的这个门训的功课了。
I encourage brother and sister, and you just go to our church website just to read our discipleship of this wording.
我不知道有没有放在网站上，我希望是把大家的功课有一天能够放在网站上。
I'm hoping one day we can put brother and sister's homework on church's website.
如果你没有到网站上呢，可以去作业群和一群、二群，可能都可以看得到弟兄姐妹所做的功课了。
And if you do not see that on our church website, actually you can just go to our church group.And on WeChat and to read.
稍加修整就表达的方式稍加修整我们教会的门训功课绝不亚于任何一间神学院神学生所做的功课
So actually our church's brother sisters of discipleship homework is not inferior to those homeworks in the seminary
鼓励大家认真学习了
I really encourage you just study just sincerely
因为一个学习者的本质就是代表内心中的谦卑了
Because the essence of the learner, actually, that is to show your humbleness.
好，我回到今天的经文中来看。
Okay, let's come back to today's verse.
刚才说了，特罗亚呢是处于马尔马拉通往爱琴海的一个出海口。
We should talk about the Troas is located at the mouth of the Sea of Marmara, leading to the Aegean.
我们略略的往南就可以到达地中海了。
And further south is the Mediterranean Sea.
其交通的战略地位是不言而喻的，弟兄姐妹。
So its strategic transportation position is self-evident.
而这个地方是通往马其顿希腊的一个必经之处啊。
And it is the only way to Macedonia and Greece.
大家可能对希腊神话或者人类历史、教会历史略略有些了解的话呢
？If we have some understanding about the The Greece and also in here.
Yeah, 特罗亚是亚洲前往欧洲的最后一站。
So Troas, that is the last stop on the way from Asia to Europe.
有一个著名的特洛伊木马屠城记的故事，大家应该了解吧。
So you may know about the famous story of the Trojan horse and the massacre.
这个特洛伊城离特洛亚城仅仅是16公里，差不多是一个城。
So the city of Troy is only 16 kilometers away from Troy.
所以研究圣经会研究出许多乐趣来，鼓励大家一起来读圣经了。
So when we study the Bible, actually, we'll just find some just excitement in it.
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
夜间见异象啊。
A vision appeared in the night.
要神带领保罗们离开了安提阿，沿着大树路士德一路走到了特罗亚，对吧
？So God has led Paul and his people to live at Antioch and go along Tarsus, Lystra, and all the way to Troas.
坦率说，到此为止，使徒们仍然还有一些茫然无知，不知道圣灵要带他们去哪里。
Frankly speaking, and they still had a little confused and didn't know where the Holy Spirit was taking them.
但是特洛亚之后就不一样了。
However, after Troas, and things are not the same.
一切都变得不一样。
Everything's changed.
为什么呢？
Why?
首先是夜间见异象。
First, the night vision.
什么是异象呢
？What is vision?
异象望文生义的话，就是不寻常的现象吧。
The so-called vision that is an unusual phenomenon.
摩西在何烈山见到烧而不毁的荆棘，大家记得吧
？Do you remember Moses? They saw the burning bush at Mount the Hera.
他就说：“我要过去看看这大异象。”
He said, "I want to go over and see the great vision."
怎么看见有火在荆棘中在那点燃，荆棘却烧不坏呀
？So how come there's the burning bushes then, but it just cannot just be destroyed?
难道这个意象不再表达上帝对人类的怜悯和慈爱吗
？Isn't this vision just show God's mercy to people?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
意象的目的是帮助我们来到神的面前。
The purpose of a vision is to help us to come to God.
寻求神的旨意。
To seek God's will.
摩西要去到埃及，将以色列人救出来。这个意象就表达他们在水深火热之中，但是上帝却不会毁灭他们。
Moses is going to Egypt to save the Israelites, and the burning bush to show God's love.
好，来到新约，彼得是同样也见到异象，对吧
？So in the New Testament, Peter also see a vision.
圣经记载他是魂游向外，看见天开了。
So the Bible recorded that Peter just fell into a trance and he saw the heaven open.
保罗就彼得就看见有一物降下，好像一大块布，然后细的四角坠在地上，对吧？
And he just saw something like a large sheet and being let down to earth by its four corners.
如果大家还记得当时的经文的记载的话呢？
Do you still remember what the Bible recorded during the time?
还记得里面地上有各样四足的走兽、昆虫、天上的飞鸟，还记得吗？
And the sheet, it contained all kinds of four-footed animals, as well as the reptiles and birds.
不仅如此，还有声音对彼得说话了，彼得，起来，宰了吃。
Also, there's a voice just told Peter, get up, Peter, kill and eat.
这是当时新约教会往前向外邦人传福音的时候，给彼得的一个很清楚的意象，是不可拦阻外邦人信耶稣啊。
That is in the New Testament, and the Holy Spirit just told Peter, he said, it cannot hinder for the Gentile to believe in Jesus.
这不是说外邦人不需要守律法，但是没有必要将犹太人的律法主义去捆绑外邦人，以致拦阻福音啊。
It doesn't say the Gentile does not to keep the law. It just says just do not let all those things to hinder them to believe in Jesus.
所罗门也说没有异象，民就放肆，对吧？
Solomon said, where there is no prophetic visions, the people cast off restraint.
其实所罗门这句经文的后半句大家很容易忽略。
In fact, people just tend to overlook the second half of this verse.
后面是一个平衡，所罗门怎么说呢？
The second half of the verse is a balance.
他说为遵行律法的便为有福。
But blessed is he who keeps the law.
这是我们今天许多新约教会新约信徒容易犯的一个偏执综合症。
So it is just kind of off the track and for in this New Testament believers.
以为有了异象就不需要守律法了。
And they thoughtIf they have the vision, they don't need to keep the law.
以为律法不能使人得福音，不能使人得救，那么他就可以不再需要守律法，可以为所欲为了。
And some people thought they just, the law cannot help them to get a salvation. Therefore, they just do whatever they want to do.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
事实上，律法是属灵核心价值观的核心了。
In fact, the law is the core spiritual value.
律法与意象两者缺一不可的。
Law and vision, both are indispensable.
其次是马其顿人呢。
Secondly, the Macedonians.
使徒们是过了特罗亚，要沿着爱琴海向西南方向走去了。
So after Troas, and the disciples just moved southwards along the Aegean Sea.
而这一块地域呢，刚好是希腊文明希腊文化的发源地了。
And it has been the birthplace of the Greek culture since ancient times.
我们大家可能都很熟悉苏格拉底、柏拉图、亚里士多德，对吧？
So we're just familiar with the philosophers Socrates and Plato and Aristotle.
对这三大哲学家，我们可能不了解他们说什么。这三个名字你不能说不知道，对吧？
So we cannot say that we just don't know about those three philosophers' names.
为什么要讲这三大家呢？
Why I mentioned about them?
因为其中最后的那一大家亚里士多德，他就是亚历山大大帝的老师啊。
So the last one, the Aristotle, he's the teacher of the Alexander the Great.
亚历山大的年龄和耶稣同龄，都是33岁就离开世界就死了。
So Alexander the Great and he's died at age 33, same as Jesus.
如果大家略略读一读历史的话呢？
If we just read the history a little bit,
大家大致上会了解亚历山大大帝可能是人类历史上从未有过的如此伟大的一个君王，对吧？
And we will just see the Alexander the Great, and he is a great king.
所有的历史上的君王跟亚历山大比，可能都是望尘莫及啊。
So all the kings in history, they just cannot just go beyond the Alexander the Great.
他不是单单清就占领很多的地方，地中海都被他占领了，不是单单这个地方。
And it's just not only he just occupied all those places in the Mediterranean.
当时主要的在欧洲、非洲整个帝国，包括埃及、包括叙利亚、这巴比伦等等都被他占领了。
He occupied the Europe, Asia, and all those different places.
他不是单单能征善战。
It's not only he can just fight a battle.
乃是在管理上是非常出色的。
And he's very outstanding in just on the management.
如果大家其中我们当中有人愿意学习的话呢，就查一查亚历山大大帝这个人在历史上到底做了什么。
If we are willing to learn, we can just search and study and what Alexander the Great did.
好，我们回到今天的经文当中来看。
Let's look at the today's verse.
所以从地域的区别来看呢
？So from the perspective of the regional differences,
马其顿的意象就等于是呀。欧洲向亚洲发出来的一个意象。
Macedonian vision is equivalent to the vision sent from Europe to Asia.
一个马其顿人突然间就出现在保罗的梦幻中。
So, a Macedonian just appeared in Paul's in his dream.
他的默想中。
In his meditations.
还是祷告中呢？
Or in his prayers.
其实圣经并没有交代。
Actually, the Bible doesn't explain.
我们也不必去强解这段经文，对吧？
And we don't need to just force our interpretation.
反正一个马其顿人发出的邀请就出现在保罗的生命中。
Anyway, and there's just an invitation from Macedonian appears in Paul's understanding.
重要是这个出现在保罗的生命当中是保罗可以领受的一个信息。
So the key is, and this kind of message, it is something Paul is able to understand.
对于保罗来说呢
？To Paul,
他从安提阿出来以后，一直不知道要往哪里去啊。
Since he left Antioch, he didn't know where to go.
他一直在寻求，一直在祷告。
He kept just a seeking and also just praying to God.
当他在圣灵里祷告的时候呢，圣灵把马其顿人带给他。
When he prayed in the Holy Spirit, and then the Holy Spirit just brought us Macedonia to him.
所以马其顿人是代表的方向是继续西行，这是圣灵的带领，对吧？
Therefore, the Macedonians represented the direction to continue westward.
上帝常常关一个门，开一个窗户啊。
Oftentimes, God just closed the door and opened the other window.
圣灵对保罗说：“你不要去亚细亚，也不要进入亚必推尼。”
The Holy Spirit just told Paul, "Just neither stay in Asia nor enter Bithynia."
前面两次圣灵的拦阻与禁止在这里都得到了解释。
The two previous hindrances and the prohibitions and of the Holy Spirit are both explained.
亚细亚的福音已经很兴旺，有人做了，你没有必要再往那里走。
The evangelism of Asia is already reviving, so you don't need to go there.
必推尼你也不要担心。
And don't worry about the place Bithynia.
亚细亚的人会。北上向那里传福音。
People in Asia they will go north.
而圣灵带给保罗的方向是继续西行往欧洲去。
The guidance from the Holy Spirit is just moving toward the west.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，看见圣灵带领的方式和我们的老我之间的张力与矛盾了吗
？Dear brother and sister, and do you see the guidance from the Holy Spirit sometimes just kind of disperses our will?
如果同样的情况临到你，你是否愿意顺服呢？
If the same thing happened to you, are you willing to submit?
还是你死不肯顺服，硬要彰显自己的荣耀、能力、光景和了不起呢？
Or you just do not want to obey and just want to reveal your ignorance?
如果保罗和希拉当时不顺服，硬要去必推尼，硬要留在亚细亚，你别以为上帝离开你们两个人，这个福音宣教就没人做了，一定差派前赴后继的人继续西行往欧洲去。
If Paul and Silas insisted to go to Asia and Bithynia, for sure, God would just send other people just go to the West.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我请大家弟兄姐妹在圣灵里谦卑的祷告啊。
I invite you, just humbly, just pray in the Holy Spirit.
在永生神的面前谦卑你自己吧。
Please humble yourself in front of the eternal God.
人的骄傲是生命的毁灭开始啊。
Human's pride.And that is the starting point of your just the perishment.
最后来帮助我。
Finally, come and help me.
圣经说，马其顿人站着求他说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。
The Bible says that the Macedonian student begged him, saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us."
这是一件事情，一个使命的一体两面的事情。
So actually, it's the mission of this one thing. It's like two sides.
保罗、希拉在神的面前求圣灵、求上帝把异象、生命、使命赐给他们。
So one hand, Paul and Silas just prayed to the Holy Spirit to guide them.
将要去到的马其顿人也是在神的面前，借着向保罗、希拉他们发出请求，表达对上帝的谦卑与敬畏。
on the other side, and the Macedonian just come to them and just asked for help and showing his fear of God.
那这句话如果发生在我们的日常生活当中呢？
This statement, if it happened in our daily lives,
可能我们会感到很困惑呀。
Maybe we're confused.
每天要求我们去帮助的人应该不止一个，甚至是不计其数，会不会啊？
There should be more than one person asked for help every day.Maybe countless.
那我又怎么知道哪一个要求哪一个事情是上帝的带领呢？
Then how do I know which request is from God's guidance?
这个问题常常有人来问我，对吧？
So actually, many people ask me about this.
我盼望大家从今天的经文看见一个很关键的重点。
I hope we can just learn this from today's verse.
这个关键就是在于我们跟主的关系是不是在圣灵里。
The key lies in whether our relationship with the Lord is in the Holy Spirit.
我们跟圣灵的关系是不是亲密的，是不是沟通的？
Do we have an intimate relation with the Holy Spirit, and do we communicate with the Holy Spirit?
不但在圣灵里，也要看我们与主的关系是不是在我们的祷告中。
Not only that, also whether and our relation with the Lord is in our prayer.
要在使命中。
In mission.
在持续不断的带领中。
And in continuous guiding from God.
如果真是这样子的话呢，当马其顿异象来到的时候，你就很清楚知道这是上帝的带领。
If so, and then the vision of Macedonia come to you, you would know that's the guidance from God.
而不会拿亚细亚和必推尼和马其顿三样东西来再次的自我困惑自己。自我的忧虑自己。
In that case, you will not confuse with either Asia, Bithynia, or Macedonia.
能听得懂、看得懂这一句话的人是有福的。
Whoever can understand about this statement, if you are blessed.
前两天我们门训在带领的时候呢，讲到亚伯拉罕的老仆人帮助主人的儿子以撒要找一个妻子。
So, a few days ago, in the discipleship class, we're talking about Abraham's old servant help his master.Son to find a wife.
借着他与亚伯拉罕的对话呢，上帝有话语给他。
So through the conversation between Abraham and the old servant,
一是不要找迦南人，二是不要回到乌尔去。
One is do not just find the woman of Canaan.
三是如果对方不同意，你的誓言就与你无关了。
Third, if the woman does not agree to go back to come with you, and then my vow with you, it just has no effect.
这就是神的话语，对吧？
Those are God's words.
最核心价值观，对吧？
Those are the core values.
接下来圣灵对他一路的带领，一路的感动。
And then after that, the Holy Spirit just all the way just guide him.
他不断的祷告，不断的寻求，不断的印证神的心意，大家都看到。
So the old servant just continuously just pray into God.
你看这个老仆人，他一路走来，祷告不断，印证不断，寻求不断，感恩不断，有没有发现？
Do you see along the way, the old servant just kept praying, confirming, seeking, and giving thanks?
也正如腓立比书四章六到七节说，应当一无挂虑，凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，跟这个是一样的。
It's just like Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. We just need to continue with our prayer, petition, and thanksgiving.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
一个与神同行的人，他就活在神的旨意中啊。
A person who walks with God lives in God's will.
请问你是一个与神同行的人吗？
Are you a person walk with God?
请问你是一个在圣灵中、祷告中、使命中的人吗？
Are you a person just continue just in prayer and in mission?
我们来看第三点，蒙召去传道。
Let's look at the third point, called to preach.
保罗和希拉在第二次宣教旅程当中呢？
During the second missionary journey of Paul and Silas.
他们的使命就去帮助人得到福音嘛。
Their mission is to help people.Receiving the gospel.
他们所活的一切就是让人借着他们的生命得到上帝所赐的永生的福气，对吧？
So the purpose for them is to just have people receive the blessing of the eternal life.
所以他们在使命面前的态度应该是什么样呢？
Therefore, what is the attitude for them in front of the mission?
首先看见就去行了。
First, take action when seeing it.
传福音与信福音的属灵定律是一样的，弟兄姐妹。
Brother and sister, the spiritual laws of preaching the gospel and believing the gospel are the same.
都是那个听见就去行，对吧？
And that is when you hear it, and then you just do it.
我也很好奇，保罗看见异象之后，看见的异象是怎样的？
I'm also curious about what kind of vision Paul saw.
会不会从天下飘下来一行字呢？
Would it be just like a line of words flowing just down from the sky?
或是忽忽悠悠飘来一幅画呢？
Or just like a, there's a painting just, just floating here.
圣经也没有讲。
The Bible didn't say.
但是我相信圣灵一定有能力使保罗相信这是出于上帝的旨意，对吧？
In short, and I believe the Holy Spirit had the power to convince Paul, and that it is the God's will.
保罗所领受的就是一个骑着马的马其顿人，很多画画的画的啊，告诉你，请过来帮助我们呐、
啊。So, and what we see that is Paul just received a vision from this Macedonian.
那我想在当时代去用马其顿这个意象是非常有象征性的。
I think during that time, and used the vision of Macedonian as a symbol.
因为马其顿其实就是当时就亚历山大是马其顿国的 王国的国王、啊、
So during the time Alexander the Great, he's the king of Macedonia.
这是一件熟悉的事情，对吧？
And that's a thing they're familiar with.
Yeah, 按照教育学的第一经律，就是借着熟悉的事物去教导陌生的事物。
So based on the law of the education, that is to teach something that youthat you are already familiar with.
所以当时来讲也是保罗他们是要留在亚洲去传福音还是去到欧洲传福音，这里是一目了然了。
Therefore, here is very obvious whether to stay in Asia or go to West to share the gospel.
要既然是这样，保罗就不再犹豫了。
Since this was the case, Paul no longer hesitated.
他也不敢懈怠了。
And he just,just there just not to just slack off.
他就马上付之行动，付上代价，踏上福音宣教的征途了。
So teach us to action immediately, just pay the price.
我们需要
embark the journey.
我们需要略略的指出一下，希拉是一个有先知恩赐的伙伴呐、
啊。Here we need to point it out. Silas the one has a gift of prophecy.
上帝把他放在保罗旁边，应该是有一个认识异象的一个恩赐了。
So God put Silas next to Paul, that's to be.Helpful in understanding visions.
我也相信希拉是一个持续祷告的伙伴。
I also believe Silas the person continue to pray and if they're the good partner.
在一个属灵团队当中有如此这般的帮手伙伴，那是这个团队的福气啊。
It's a blessing for this team and with this such a co-worker and who's that he's this kind like Silas.
在福音工厂、福音团队当中，不再可能有一个 one man band。一个人做不成所有的事情，大家一起来。
In a mission team, it's impossible to do the one man band, and that's to be the teamwork.
其次呢
？Secondly,
目标马其顿。
Macedonia as the goal.
在意象当中，既然就是一个马其顿人
，So in the mission, since it's a Macedonian,
那么神的带领也应该就是去马其顿了，对吧
？Then God's guidance should be just go to Macedonia.
可能他们原本以为仅仅是走陆路。
Maybe they originally thought they would just take the land route.
而现在又要改走海路了。
But now they have to cross the sea.
因为他们要过海离开特罗亚呀。
They have to cross the sea, the sea route, and to leave for Troas.
我们来看看他要走的路程好不好？第二次宣教旅程。
They've been through.
中间他要经过一个孤岛，这个孤岛叫做萨摩，特拉拉，萨摩特拉。
So they have to just.Pass through an isolated island, and just called Samo.
Yeah, 然后再从这个小岛上继续起航，就到了一个港口，叫做尼亚波利港，对吧
？And then set sail and reach the port of Neapolis.
这些字都好像听起来很陌生，会不会
？Those names sound kind of just.
你只要再继续往西走，你会碰到很熟悉的城市了。
Continue to go west, then those cities that you're familiar with.
你会去到一个圣经有一卷书是保罗写的，叫做腓立比这个城市。
They will pass by through the Philippines.
过了腓立比呢，要去到安菲波里。
Amphipolis.
然后是亚波罗尼亚。
And then Apollonia.
又感到陌生了，对吧
？And this is not familiar.、Right?
没关系，接下来你又很熟悉了。
Then the next city you're familiar with.
因为接下来是帖撒罗尼迦。
The next one is Thessalonica.
保罗在这里写了两卷书，帖撒罗尼迦前后书，对吧
？So in this place, and Paul wrote two books, the first and second Thessalonians.
那马上又要来到一个我们似乎很陌生的城市，叫做庇利亚。
And the next city is the Berea.
但是今天如果去希腊旅行呢，这个地方你是必去不可的。
However, if you just travel to to Greece today, and there is a place you should go.
在这一次，保罗第一次去到了雅典和哥林多。
And also, Paul also went to the city of the Athens and the Corinth.
啊，这个是保罗基本上就是去的地方，就到这里完成了。
So in this trip, these are the places that Paul went to.
然后接下来对这所到之地接下来的讲道当中都会波及到。
So those places they've been to in the coming sermons will mention about.
然后回程的时候呢，他没有走回原路，走水路了。
Then on the way back, they just took the water route.
继续走。
They keep moving.
往前走，经过哪，你知道吗？
Do you know where they've been through?
他就经过了以弗所。
Passing through Ephesus.
以弗所什么地方呢？
So we're in Ephesus.
就是来的时候，上帝不让他经过的那个城，那个省叫做亚细亚省，以弗所就是他的省会了。
So the place that God would not let them to go to Asia, and that here is the Ephesus, that's the capital.
有的时候得失之间不在我们的忧患里，在上帝的供应中啊。
So actually, our gain and loss, actually, that's just in God's hands.
只要我们心中不存的忧虑，继续跟神走，神所赐的怎么会是贫乏呢？
As long as we just walk with God without worry, how would we just be in short?
回到从以弗所回到凯撒利亚。耶路撒冷。
From Ephesus and back to Caesarea and Jerusalem.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
人生的目标是伴随着使命而产生意义，你同意吗？
The goal of life is to just create meaning along with the mission.
一个没有目标的人生是一个蹉跎岁月的人生，对不对？
A life without goal is a life of wasted years.
那么亲爱的弟兄姐妹，请问你的人生目标是什么呢？
Then what about you, brothers and sisters? What is your goal in life?
是你的柴米油盐酱醋茶吗？
Is that your daily needs?
还是你自己的名誉地位的争夺争抢呢？
Or your position status and your fame?
还是你的忧虑，你的忧患意识不断的搅扰你的人生呢？
Or is worry just keep just disturbing you?
好，最后是满足神呼召啊。
Finally, fulfill God's calling.
这个问题是我们每一个人都要面对的问题，对吧？
This is an issue.Each one of us, we have to face.
有一天，当我们回到天家的时候，是要向主交账的，弟兄姐妹。
One day, when we return to our heavenly home, we have to give account to God.
那么，我们要交什么账呢？
What account should we?
其实就是交一本关于他曾经呼召我们的账啊。
In fact, that is just to pay an account of what God has called us to do.
就是说，当我们信了耶稣基督以后呢？
That is to say, when we believe in Jesus,
我们就已经等于蒙了神的呼召了。
We are equivalent to being called by God.
我们至少有两个呼召。
We have at least two calls.
我们的生命呼召是荣神益人的。
So our life calling is to glorify God and benefit people.
无论做什么事，总要荣神益人，这个大家很容易懂吧？
It's easy to understand. No matter what we do, we need to glorify God and benefit people.
当我们去按照他的心意去荣神益人的时候呢，回到天家，上帝会赐给我们一个生命的冠冕。
So once we glorify God and benefit people, when we go back to the heaven, God will give the crown of life.
除此以外，我们还有一个使命呼召。
Other than that, we also have the mission call.
使命呼召就是爱神爱人。
The mission calling that is to love God and people.
荣神益人就是神，就是让神借着我们的生命见证，得着他自己当得的荣耀啊。
To glorify God and benefit others is to allow God to receive the glory He deserves through our testimony.
而爱神爱人呢？
Loving God and loving people means
就是上帝要借着我们的一言一行，使人多而又多的认识神。
Through our words and deeds, and the people will know God, follow God, and serve God and love God.
不要停在这儿啊！
Not just,
认识神。
Not only stop at knowing God.
接下来你要跟随神。
And then you need to follow God.
不但跟随神，你要服侍神。
Not only follow God, you have to serve God.
原因是因为我们都爱神。
The reason is because we love God.
我们常常信徒是停留在貌似认识神的起初的阶段。
So oftentimes the believers just stop at the stage just knowing God.
一头呢认识神，另外一头继续跟随这个世界老我呀。
On one hand, just knowing God. On the other hand, just follow the trend of the world.
心不甘情不愿，就是不想服侍神。
And just unwillingly to serve the Lord.
更加也就谈不上爱神了。
Not even mentioned about loving God.
好，我们相信在我们生活的各城各乡中有上帝的百姓，对吧？
We believe that in every city and village where we live, and there are God's people.
有属神的儿女，有我们福音的对象。
Also, there are God's children and our gospel targets.
请问你是否愿意满足神对你的呼召呢？
Are you willing to fulfill God's calling to you?
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
马其顿意象可以是一个极其普通的意象。
The Macedonian vision can be a very common vision.
每一位神儿女都可能会经历。
That every God's children may experience.
但是因着马其顿意象的时空特殊性呢？
However, due to the particularity of time and space,
上帝使得马其顿意象成为教会历史的福音方向。
The Macedonian vision has become the direction of the church's historical gospel.
改变了世界，也改变了我们的人生。
Change the world, also change our life.
我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你在今天的信息当中赐给我们力量和方向。
Thank you for giving us strength and direction.
感谢主，你让我们看见圣灵曾经禁止保罗、希拉去到亚细亚和庇推尼。
And thank you. Just let us see the Holy Spirit just that stop upon Silas went to the Asia and the Bithynia.
取而代之的是马其顿人来到的异象。
Instead.And the Macedonians, the kindred vision.
主啊，求你让我们生命当中都经历生命里、呼召里、使命里的马其顿意象。
Lord, just please help us to experience the Macedonian vision in you.
领受上帝赐给我们的福音方向。
To receive the direction of the gospel from you.
谢谢恩主，听祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.